Good morning. This is the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. A new author on the scene has garnered quite a bit of attention from folks like Craig Johnson and Michael McGarrity. His name is J. Todd Scott, and he has a new novel out called The Far Empty. As Craig Johnson says, a new voice in contemporary Western crime fiction, a great story set in the Badlands along the border between the U.S. and Mexico. J. Todd Scott, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thanks so much for having me.
We'll begin by you're from Kentucky, Todd. I see you're from Kentucky. Tell me about your Kentucky roots.
I was born in Paducah and raised there in Louisville. The Kentuckiana area, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, all that I'm very, very, very familiar with. And I went to high school there in Louisville, and I've got family all over Lexington and Louisville and Danville and still in Paducah. So my job has taken me very far afield, but whenever I get the chance to get back home, I take it.
Well, before we talk about your novel, The Far Empty, I do want to talk a bit about your background. You have been a DEA agent for 20-plus years, and I saw in the publicity materials you talked about wanting to be a writer to begin with, but instead going into law enforcement. Why between writing and law enforcement? That seems like an odd difference there, Todd.
No, it is. I mean, in high school and then in college, I had a great interest in writing. I grew up in a house of readers, so, books and writing was always around. And, flirted, I think, with the idea of trying to be a writer. And then decided to do something I thought at the time was more practical and get involved in law and in law enforcement, and became an agent. And, but it's strange that if there are great, storytellers, in the world, I think many of them are cops. I mean, you spend a lot of time sitting in cars, staring at empty houses, doing things like that. So all you do is tell stories. I mean, half of them aren't true, maybe more than half aren't true. But you tell stories about your life, about the work, about your family. And so although I wasn't really actively writing during most of those years, it wasn't like I wasn't storytelling or wasn't around stories. And I just decided a few years ago to sit down and try it seriously. I figured if I didn't then, I might never. And I just put some of those stories that I'd been collecting down on paper.
Well, three books in 3 years you wrote, the third one becoming The Far Empty, at least that's what I read somewhere. And boy, that is some output in a short amount of time, Todd.
Yeah, I mean, I think I had all this stuff kind of bottled up and, pretty much threw everything I had at it once I decided to sit down and do it. And, because of my job and I work a lot of long hours, I have to be very consistent. I think the first thing any writer needs to do is kind of discover what their process is. And for me, it's writing, early in the morning every day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. That's not for everyone, but that's what works for me. And, I found I can get it done if I do it that way.
So three books in 3 years, the one that became the published novel, The Far Empty. What were there threads that you found in those three novels as you were telling the tale of this deputy sheriff in West Texas?
No, actually, I mean, they all were very, very different. I mean, the first one was just, can I get a book written? And I learned that I could, and I pretty much threw that one in a drawer. The second one was the one I got my agent with, and it was a ghost story, kind of, in a lot of ways. But I learned pretty quickly just because you get an agent doesn't mean you're going to sell a book. And so I was writing the sequel to that book, and it wasn't selling. And so I had a book that no one wanted to buy, and I was writing a sequel that I didn't think anyone was ever going to need to read. And I had the first line of The Far Empty on a scrap of paper. I'd had it for about a year. My father has killed three men. And I didn't have a story to go with it, didn't have a character to go with it. And I was driving between two towns in Texas. That's where I was, based at the time. And on that about two-hour drive, I got to thinking about that line, and I hammered together the whole story over the course of that drive, and that's what became The Far Empty.
The Far Empty, the novel by J. Todd Scott, available where books are sold. You can learn more about it at WVXU.org. And Todd, I have to say, boy, the language in describing this environment. Well, first of all, share the tale that you tell in The Far Empty. Set it up, and then let's talk about this place, because you really bring that environment there along the border, along the Rio Grande, to life here in The Far Empty.
Yeah, I mean, in one sentence, the book is about a corrupt sheriff, his missing wife, and their 17-year-old son. And that's the voice that the book opens with, the 17-year-old boy, Caleb Ross. My father has killed three men. So it kind of initially is about this family dynamic, this father and son and the wife who's gone missing. But you know, you can't write, and it's set in this area in West Texas, which I found pretty fascinating, and you can't write about that area, no matter what you're writing about, and not really touch on the unique nature of it, which is, you know, it's kind of got a unique history culturally. You have the issues with the border and corruption. So although I didn't necessarily set out to write a crime novel in the strictest sense of the word, you know, once I started writing the story, I started adding these other elements, which is, you know, corruption, a little bit of drug trafficking, all that sort of stuff, which, you know, touches the borders of any story you're going to write in a place like that.
I was fascinated while reading The Far Empty how you match the characters' moods to the landscape there. You know, having traveled to that area and knowing how desolate it can be, that they call it the Badlands for, you know, a very good reason. But I loved how each of the characters, and you do, each of the chapters is a different narrator. Talk about that approach to telling the story in The Far Empty, because you do, you know, you start out with Caleb, the 17-year-old, and my father killed three men. But you also, each of the other characters have their own chance to express their opinion and their view on the circumstances.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of capture through the characters the huge expanse of that area. You know, so I started big with all of these characters, and you know, the reader probably doesn't know, you know, for a little bit how they intersect or interact. And I wanted to just capture that kind of 70mm. Panavision, big Western style, you know, imagery and view and landscape and scope. And part of doing that was having these characters, you know, kind of so many of them, each who you kind of meet in turn, again, until they start to intersect or collide is really the better word for, you know, how they end up meeting each other. But, you know, I think some people, you know, that can be a little bit of a challenge, reading it and having to, you know, kind of roll through this roll call of characters. But I wanted it to portray the broad landscape that they're all living in.
And in that landscape, you know, there are traditions. There are the circumstances that have been there, it seems, forever. And that really comes out in the book, too. You know, some of this, the life is desolate out there at times.
Yeah, it is, and, you know, some people have said the book is bleak. I mean, I think there's some hope in there somewhere, but, you know, I wanted to really capture the isolation that some of these small towns have, and, you know, imagine someone like Caleb, who's kind of trapped, or at least he feels trapped in that area, you know, not only by the geography, the location, but also by being the son of a kind of famous or infamous person. And, you know, I think people are often a reflection of where they're born or where they're raised. And I think the characters in my book reflect that in the Big Bend area in West Texas.
Well, talk about the people in Big Bend, in that Big Bend area, because, I mean, I know that many of these personalities that you brought to the book had to be influenced by the characters that live in the Badlands.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say at the outset that I have been fortunate to work with many, you know, local sheriff's departments, police departments in Texas, and I've never met anyone, you know, like Sheriff Ross. They've all
good.
Been great. they've been great law enforcement partners. But, you know, I think the other characters or some of the other archetypes, you know, someone like, you know, a Chris Cherry, who, you know, at the outset of the book has returned home and is a young deputy sheriff and really doesn't know anything about law enforcement. I mean, clearly I've met you know, guys like that. And I was one when I started with DEA 20-plus years ago. You know, I knew nothing about law enforcement and had never held a gun before until DEA taught me how to do it. So he represents, you know, people that I've met and characters like America Reynoso, a young girl who's living, you know, trapped, but in a different way than Caleb in her hometown. I mean, all of those are people or kind of shadows of people that I have met and have gotten to know throughout my career.
J. Todd Scott, he's the author of the new novel, The Far Empty. You can learn more about this book at our website, WVXU.org. You break up the book into various sections, bone, blood, ashes, ghosts, and that tradition. You know, this is as much about the past as it is the future, the story here in The Far Empty. I mean, it's set in the present, but you feel those resonances. You talk about Chris Cherry coming back to his hometown. He was a high school sports hero and, you know, coming back to the town and seeing the town for what it is. And in this construct, it's interesting how sometimes the traditions can be good and sometimes they can be bad.
Yeah, I wanted to play with the idea of, you know, kind of this mythologized version of the Old West and kind of stand that against the reality of living in a place like that now. And so, you know, I wanted to write a Western. I mean, I enjoy that genre, and so I definitely wanted to touch on those tropes. But, you know, you had characters like Stanford Ross, who somehow kind of sees himself as this keeper of the flame, you know, that he's a line out of a long line of men or gunmen who kind of, you know, carve the West one bullet at a time. That's how he sees himself. I'm not sure that's true, but So I wanted to kind of juxtapose, you know, the Old West versus the New West. And somebody like Chris Cherry, you know, who's left Murphy, Texas, which is the, you know, the main town in the book, and has now come home, kind of represents that.
I love in your acknowledgments the first line, writing a book can be a solitary endeavor, but publishing one is definitely not. And I was curious, after that solitary life of writing and creating the Far Empty, how it feels to be in the not-so-solitary life of a published novel?
You know, it's a surreal experience, to be honest. And, you know, my career is one where you tend to kind of, you know, keep a low profile. You know, not a lot of people, you know, neighbors and stuff have ever really known my job. And so it's weird to go from that to suddenly being out talking about your life to some extent and the book and kind of opening yourself up to all that. I'm not sure I was really prepared for it in a lot of ways. You know, it's exposing to write a book, but it's been enjoyable too. And, you know, I've had the benefit of really not knowing what I'm doing. So, I'm learning every step of the way and having a great time doing it. And it's been wonderful to hear people talk about the book and read it and respond to it. And for any writer, even a new one like me, that's a great experience.
Well, I imagine if you grew up in a family of readers, they must love the book, too. I'm curious about your colleagues at work, what other law enforcement and DEA folks think of the story, or if you're allowed to say.
Oh, no, I can't. I mean, they didn't. I kept it, you know, kind of a secret from them for a long time.
I bet.
But, you know, agents are very good investigators, and I think they started to figure some things out. I started getting emails and messages with my Amazon listing or my, you know, iTunes listing. So they've been very supportive, and, you know, they all say the same thing, you know, wow, that's a really big book. Did you write all those words? I don't know how many are going to read the whole thing through, but, you know, they've been very supportive. You know, they've come out to my book signings. They've sent me emails, you know, confirming for me that they've bought the book. And so it's been a great experience there as well. And I had an agent who I don't know, you know, send me a note telling me that, you know, I had done DEA proud by writing this book and writing this story and getting it published. I had done DEA proud, and although it's not a book about DEA necessarily, that still is a great thing to hear.
Well, I can't imagine if they start reading it that they'd be able to stop, Todd. So I think they will read it from front to back. But thank you for your time this morning, and thank you for the story, too.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
J. Todd Scott. His novel is The Far Empty. As I said, Craig Johnson says he's a powerful new voice in contemporary Western crime fiction. Beautiful language in this thriller set in the borderlands and the badlands of West Texas. Details about the book at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.